Welcome to worship, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you have a booklet that says Mountain Vespers on the front. Some are yellow, most are white. And a couple of notes before we begin. If you turn to the third page, in some of your booklets, the verses have music accompanying and some do not. If yours does not have music accompanying, just listen in and you'll hear the melody from the leaders and you'll catch it by ear. And then if you turn to the Magnificat, that's on page 5, we will stand together. That's on the fourth page. When we get to the Magnificat, we will stand together as we sing those words. And with that, let us prepare for worship.
Jesus Christ is the
Thank you.
reading from Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?' No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life, so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying the Lord, and holding fast to your God. So that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Second reading is from Chief Seattle, from his letter to President Franklin Pierce. "How can you buy or sell the sky, the warmth of the land? The idea is strange to us. If we do not own the freshness of the air and the sparkle of the water, how can you buy them? Every part of the earth is sacred. Every shining pine needle, every sandy shore, every mist in the dark woods, every clearing and humming insect is holy in the memory and experience of my people. We are part of the earth and it is part of us. The perfumed flowers are our sisters. The deer, the horse, the great eagle, these are our brothers. The rocky crest, the juices in the meadows, the body heat of the pony and humans all belong to the same family. Teach your children that what we have taught our children, that the earth is our mother. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the children of earth. The earth does not belong to the people. The people belong to the earth. All things are connected like the blood which unites one family. All things are connected. One thing we know, which the white man may one day discover, our God is the same God. You may think now that you own God as you wish you own our land, but you cannot. God is the God of all humanity, and God's compassion is equal for the red man and the white man. The earth is precious to God, and to harm the earth is to heap contempt on its creator. Even the white man cannot be exempt from the common destiny. So if we sell our land, love it as we've loved it, care for it as we've cared for it, hold in your mind the memory of the land as it is when you take it, and with all your strength, with all your mind, with all your heart, preserve it for your children and love it as God loves us all."
Let us reflect your light, O God, as the moon reflects the light of the sun.
Carry us through this night into the promised land.
Thank you.
Creator God, source of wisdom and wonder, wrap us in your blanket of love and give us the strength and courage to carry on with our journey. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.